Hey, what's up, guys? This is Blaze from Blaze Talks Podcast. Today, we are grateful for the support that you've showed us. We had been nominated for the Sondeka 2023 Awards, and I think the voting stopped at midnight today. What's the date today? 21st June. So we are waiting on the communication and to see if they've extended the voting and other stuff. But today we are going to look at something we had covered before, but it was not on the perspective of the of a Kenyan man. But as I was reading Bikozulu's blog, I came across an article where he had done a feature with a man who has masturbation, an addiction to masturbation, and this article is very crazy. It's crazy. It's very disturbing to some point. And it's called His Ball and Chain. You can go and check it out. So, as we had covered for a while ago about masturbation, the addiction, and how most people are fear with it. And this is a very classic example of such, where this dude has always done it. As far as he can remember, he started masturbating in primary school. He did it through high school, through university, until now he's still masturbating. And when I was reading this, and when he was describing how he cannot stop masturbating, because he's masturbating everywhere, in matatus, in church, in washrooms, at work, in planes, in public toilets, in clubs, and other stuff. So my deduction was maybe he had undergone, maybe he was sexually assaulted earlier in his life. And also I had when you see someone who has these levels or level of addiction, you may deduce that their sexual relations with other women are not that good. His sexual relations with other women are not good. This thing has affected him socially and even his health, because he's saying that when he masturbates so much that his dick or his penis is very raw. It's always raw. Like, he's also having back problems, because when he's masturbating, he's always bending forwards or something. And we had seen in that episode that we had done about Mike Tyson, how he was masturbating until he got blisters. This dude is also getting blisters due to too much masturbation. And also, his lymph nodes are getting inflamed, meaning there is some sort of infection when he masturbates. So maybe he's handling his dick so roughly that it's bringing him problem. Like, it's maybe pain, it's maybe tearing some tissues or creating some sort of infection in his penis. So this dude has lymphatic, his lymph nodes are swelling up when he masturbates. Because he says, it's become so frequent that I feel constant pain in my penis. I get bruises, I feel pain in my body, I feel pains here. He points where his lymph nodes are, around the groin, neck, and armpit area. I am fatigued all the time. And I've developed back pains because I often bend slightly forward when I do it. So Biko asks him, how many times do you masturbate? He says that way more than 5 times. Like, he beats his meat more than 5 times a day. And then he's tried everything. He's tried everything. Like, he's tried to get new resolutions. He's tried to sell his phone so that he can get he can get like a phone that has no internet access and all that stuff, but he can't. He's severely addicted to masturbation. So he says he had a fairly decent childhood, a stable home. But when he was in class 5 or 4, they had a house help who would force himself on, who would force herself on him, and I think this is where his problem started out, because each night she would try to force my direction in her, but she was so big it was always a struggle. He doesn't know if this contributed. Maybe probably this contributed to his addiction later on in life. And he says that he doesn't get along with women much. Well, he doesn't get along with women much. And the craziest thing is that he's had sex like three times in the past 3 years, or two times in the past 3 years. And his confidence to satisfy a woman has gone down. In the last 3 years, he has had sex twice. In 3 years, he has only had sex with two women, and with one woman, he experienced erectile dysfunction. So we had talked about erectile dysfunction and its relation to masturbation, where you see that most men who masturbate sometimes fail to get erections when they are with a woman, or when they are with a partner, they fail to get these erections. So this, when he tried to have sex with this woman, he could not get an erection. But when the chick left, that's the messed up part. When the chick left, this dude masturbated. So the second girl he had sex with, he managed to get an erection. They had sex, but he could not finish. Like, so we had also seen that when you masturbate too much, even you cannot come from normal sex. You have to masturbate so that you can satisfy yourself. So his sex life has been severely affected by his masturbating. And if you cannot get satisfied by your partner, it shows that this problem is really so hectic for you. Then he says he's 32 years old, and this thing is emptying, it is making him feel so empty, because he wants to settle down, he wants to get kids and all that stuff, but he's not confident that he can satisfy his woman. And we had given some examples of, there's a series called Sons of Anarchy, where there's this compulsive masturbator who masturbates at every chance he gets, even subconsciously. I think this dude is heading there because he's wanked in a matatu. See, that's borderline, maybe sexual harassment or sexual deviant, being a sexual deviant. And he's also very angry. He has very anger issues, which may be attributed to they are caused by this masturbation, or maybe by the trauma he has suffered when he was a kid. So as you can see, if you are masturbating, and if you are not way too gone, you should maybe try and regulate. So there's this dude called, he's a bodybuilder. He was saying that one of his tips on how to stop masturbating is stop using your fist. Use a couple of fingers to rub your penis. Stop rubbing it with the whole hand, because your hand is stronger than some. Your hand is stronger, maybe some hands. Like Mike Tyson was saying, his hand was so rough that he used to give himself blisters. So maybe you start by maybe using two fingers. That is what this bodybuilder was saying. Start using two fingers. Then see if you can talk to a specialist. Maybe you can go to the root of the problem, because there's a psychotherapist, I think, called Dr. Gabo Mate, who says that maybe our addictions are a coping strategy for the traumas that we have suffered. If we do not address these traumas, we'll always be finding other addictions to comfort us, basically. So, and for most people, we think maybe we are not addicted, but I was watching some podcast and they were saying maybe, and even Sheikh Mufti Menk says that in this generation we are very hopelessly addicted to our phones. And personally, my phone is a problem because it has come between me and maybe relationships. I cannot concentrate anymore for long periods of times. It's impulsive getting my phone from my pockets. It's impulsive checking notifications, checking things that are not even there. So I think with time also we need to address how addicted we are to our phones, to social media, and the mechanisms that are in place to make us more addicted to these sites. So thank you. You can read this article on Bikozulu's site, and if you have any advice on how this dude can stop masturbating, because it's affecting his life really much, you can go comment on the Bikozulu site, because so I've seen a very funny comment. He can start following Americs on Twitter for a start. Cold showers and sunbathing his balls will do him some good. Ah, jeez, bro. Yeah. I can relate. There's a dude who say, I can relate to his struggle as I am about 2 weeks clean from masturbating, having done so for the last 15 years of the 27 years I've lived so far. If he's looking to connect with someone going through a similar journey of recovery, he can reach out to me. Let him know he's not alone. And in the world where Mother Karua can head to the DCI in the defense of minor gender, everything is possible. As always, pleasure going through your article. Poor boy child, everything is related to everything and interconnected. Open up some more to your therapist and a solution will come around. The pressure around you as a man and your sexuality is too much to be taken for granted. Also, take up some extreme physical sports activity. It could be a panacea. We silently pray for your well-being. Yeah, this dude called Salim has some really good solutions. Because when you replace an addiction with maybe a physical activity, maybe when you want to beat your meat and then you do maybe 10 push-ups, or you run a kilometer, you replace these bad habits with good habits. This is not the first story with a scene about how self doing things you shouldn't with an underage boy. It's hard to think that this thing doesn't stem from there. I hope you find help. Yeah. So there's a mama saying, I am a woman, 34 years of age, and I have been a chronic masturbator for the better part of my adult life. It was worse, it's gotten better. From multiple times a day to once a day or twice a month. As a result of this, I have chronic one-sided pain that has refused to heed any form of medical intervention. Doctors can't seem to pinpoint the actual cause of the pain. Deep down, I know the root cause, or at least I know how it started. I've seen countless doctors, from general physicians to orthopedics, neurologists, psychiatrists, to name but a few. One thing that I've never mentioned to all these doctors is that I'm a recovering chronic masturbator. This is a woman saying this. I suffer anxiety, panic attacks, etc. Like you mentioned, they are interconnected. My sex life in terms of intercourse with the opposite sex is abysmal. I often finish by myself. I engage in it while someone is on top of me. I release only when I'm self-satisfying. And because of this, I stay away from men as I feel their sweat. They are sweating on top of me is in vain. Yeah, this is crazy, bro. Okay. Lydia Koi says, I know a guy who told me that he would masturbate up to 5 times a day. His penis became bruised and sore. Ah, man. This is some fucked up, bro. With therapy. Masturbation is a real problem for many young men. Tolle says, that starts during puberty, starts as a way of exploring, but sadly can end up being an addiction. For one thing that I can advise dudes who are masturbating is get an addiction app that counts down your days, the days that you've been sober, in quotes, that you've not engaged in some activities, and that gives you maybe an accountability. Yeah, so yeah, those are some comments that are on Biko's blog. So you can send us your comments, you can tell us what you think about this episode. And yeah, and if you need help or if you need to talk, you can send us an email at blazedogspod@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Peace.